a word for you from Mark chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs, and they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. One is tempted to say that the demons that had gone into the pigs and were now drowned had probably entered into the very same people in that town, the nearest humans possible, who were living in their wickedness. And the result was they begged Jesus to leave. You see, earlier in the same chapter, it tells us that when the man fell at the feet of Jesus, the demons cried out, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." They had accurate information about Jesus, but they hated him, and they regarded him as the tormentor. And so, when the man was delivered, because Jesus simply spoke a word and the demons left, they entered into the pigs and they all drowned. See, demons have no mercy upon humans or animals. And they certainly won't have mercy upon you. Only Jesus Christ has compassion upon you. And when the people came and they saw that the man who had been demon-possessed was sitting there, now clothed, a sign of sanity, he was sitting there in his right mind, and strangely enough, the people were afraid instead of being drawn to Jesus. In fact, their condition was worse than the man himself who had been living among the tombstones, cutting himself, couldn't be bound by chains. The condition of these people was far worse because they asked the master to leave. When they saw the man who had been demon-possessed sitting there in his right mind and they heard what had happened to the pigs, they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. It seems like they were indeed now the demon-possessed. And there was only one sane man, and that was the man who had been demon-possessed. He was the one now who could think clearly, for he loved Jesus. He was clothed, and he wanted Jesus to stay. But the people of the town, they had the same fear that the demons had inside the man before they were cast out. They feared him. They said, "Do not torment me, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God." And it seems like the people of the town had that same fear. They feared being tormented. They feared losing their business. They wanted Jesus to get out. And indeed, Jesus heeded their cry. Jesus listened to what they said, and he departed from their region. Oh, what a sad state of affairs. Why not invite Jesus instead of sending him away?